This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Sewell. Our guest today is Yesung Sophie Lee, a rising star violinist who is just 15 years old. She'll be performing this week at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts in Bay Harbor. Hi, Sophie. Welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Hi.
So oftentimes we ask our guests about their instruments or their bows, but in this case, I have to ask you about your violin case. It is the pinkest violin case I have ever seen from a guest. So tell us about your violin case.
So actually, it's a kind of a violin cover thing, and it's waterproof and heatproof, so it's very safe for my instrument. And my mom actually bought it online. At first, I didn't like it because it was too pink, so it was just too much for me. But she said it'd be good because I could make sure I don't lose things, because I have a tendency to lose a lot of things. So she said it would be very catching for the eye, so I would never lose it. Yeah.
You can definitely spot it from 100 yeah. yards away, for sure. So a couple of years ago, you won first prize at the Yehudi Menuhin International Junior Violin Competition. And critics have compared your playing to Menuhin's. What is it like being compared to someone who died before you were born? Someone like Menuhin?
Well, Menuhin is such an amazing artist and violinist, and it's just such an honor to be compared to somebody that high and advanced as he is. Yeah.
Do you listen to his recordings a lot, any more than anyone else's?
I do. I actually love his recordings of the Beethoven Concerto. I'm actually practicing that piece right now, so I've been going on YouTube to listen to that a lot.
Now, Sophie, you've performed with major orchestras, including your hometown orchestra, the Seattle mm-hmm. Symphony, and the London Philharmonia, and our own Detroit Symphony Orchestra last summer at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts. But you're giving a solo recital here this week. How's it different for you playing as a soloist compared to playing with an orchestra?
Definitely, for sure, it's a little bit more physically demanding to do a solo recital. For instance, a concerto, there's a lot of 2Ds where the violinist, the soloist, can rest and just have a bit of a break before you go in and play the piece. But it's a totally different kind of atmosphere, I would say. In a concerto, it's very bombastic, loud. There's about 100 other musicians with you, and it's just a great feeling to have. But in a solo recital, it's just me and the pianist. So it's just a little bit more cozy, and it's a kind of a lot more chamber music, I think. And so I love both, but this time I'm really excited to do a recital.
And today you're going to perform the recitative and scherzo by Fritz Kreisler here yeah. in Studio A. What's something you really love about this piece?
Well, this piece is very dramatic. There's two parts to this piece, the recitative and the scherzo. And the recitative is mostly on the G string. It's very dark and dramatic. And it's kind of like Kreisler trying to be serious, but he can't. And the next part of the scherzo, which is very contrasting, it's very light, playful, like scherzo. And I just love it because it leaves a lot of room for imagination. And I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I do.
Well, here is Sophie Lee in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio with the recitative and scherzo by Fritz Kreisler.
Thank you.
The Recitative and Scherzo by Fritz Kreisler, performed in IPR's Studio A by violinist Sophie Lee. Sophie, I have to ask you, there's a part in the recitative there where you somehow you're bowing and playing pizzicato at the same time. Tell me how you do that.
Well, that is actually a very complicated thing. I don't usually do pizzicato and bowing at the same time. It's usually one or the other. And the pizzicato itself is hard and just playing it is hard. So both is just incredibly hard. But it's very, I put the bow on the string and I pluck at the same exact time, which is, it's a very kind of very new thing for me. And it's very exciting to do. Yeah.
And you're playing pizzicato with your left hand, right? And usually violinists play pizzicato with the right hand.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was totally quite a
crazy
moment there.
Yeah.
So you are headed back to school in Seattle here just after Labor Day.
Yeah.
Tell us what an average day in your life looks like on an average school day.
Well, I try to wake up. I'm really bad at waking up. And I go to school, and after school, I usually have some lessons with my teacher or piano rehearsals. And after that, I try to get down and do some homework before dinner. And usually, I do get most of my homework done. So after dinner, I'll usually practice and then do a little bit more homework and then go to sleep. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite subject?
I do. It changes every year, I think, depending on the teacher a little bit.
So what was it last year? We'll find out from you later.
Last year was probably German. It was my first year taking German in high school, which was pretty interesting because I've always wanted to learn German because it's such a, I think, important language for classical music especially. So I was really happy about that being there. And I think this year it might be chemistry or physics. I don't know yet.
Okay, well, you will let us know
when
we get through the semester. And what do you like to do when you're not playing the violin or doing your German homework?
I actually have a little brother named Benjamin, and so I like to hang out with him a lot. And I also like to read and paint. And this is also with my brother, but I like to go biking. It's always, or running too.
How old is Benjamin?
He's 13.
Is he a musician too?
He actually just started to play clarinet at his middle school band. Yeah, he wakes me up in the middle of the night playing clarinet.
He's getting back at you for
all those years of practicing.
Well, you can hear violinist Yesong Sophie Lee perform Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts in Bay Harbor. More information is available at classicalipr.org. Sophie, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you for having me.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brett Weisenborn. Thanks to Alexandra Myers and Amy Rudy at Great Lakes Center for the Arts for additional support. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.